Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
That's all right, baby. I'm for real. Oh, welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here, and I have Jason Hafeman, my engineer, producer, and participant that I also need every week because it gets long by yourself, man. Even just an hour, fastest hour in radio. But you are tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And then there's also the Shaw, 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha. I'm here in Madison. Don't tell everybody where the place is, in case you want to, you know, do a drive-by. I didn't want to say that, but...
I just say University of...
Hey, we're looking for something to do on Saturday. Hey, there's no football game. Let's go tear up that liberal town of Madison. You know, this week we got to talk about The Unforgiven. And by God, the list is long. You know, in a Christian nation... Of course, it's going to be a long list of unforgiven people. And
is that one of your songs today? You got that on the list?
No. Is there a song, The Unforgiven?
Oh, yeah, from Metallica.
Oh, what am I doing, dude?
That's right. I'll plug it in for you. I got you. Go ahead. Continue on.
Yeah, you eliminate one that doesn't fit. You can see that it's different kind of music today, though, because, like, I'm ready, man. Right now, I don't feel like grooving. I feel like getting ready because it's like you really got to be paying attention. But where else would you start with not forgiving people? And you don't forgive people that are poor, do you? I mean, what would Jesus do? These people are insane, you know that? So, you know, if they're poor, why don't they do something? You know, get a job, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, the only jobs out there don't pay much. Well, hey, you know, maybe you should go to college and better educate yourself and give yourself an advantage. All right, but I don't really have money. Oh, hey, here, why don't you try one of these predatory loans that were forgiven? $10,000 is all? That wouldn't have been enough to pay mine off. Took cancer to pay mine off. Sorry, but that's the truth. 844-967-2789 is the line to call in. Share your experiences about not being one of the wealthy, but having everybody angry at you because, you know, hey, listen, if it is so great, right? I'll tell you what my story was, $6,000. And then I got married and I started a family. And my wife at the time, I worked so she could get her degree because that loan of $6,000, that wasn't really that much when you think about it, after you take away tuition, rent, all that. Not quite the same as what it is today, though, right? I looked at when my grandma was going to school and the tuition, and she kept track of her money, you know, and how much it cost. It's just funny to see some of the costs, you know, $2.50 for a course. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of eggs back then.
Yeah, yeah.
But... Hey. You know, thousands of dollars now just to take, you know, a few credits. Yeah. Go ahead. You wanted to say something.
Well, no, Luke made a great point yesterday. You know, I heard him on, I can't remember which show he was on, whether it was Dueling Tangents or whether it was on with Pat Kreitlow for the Up North News. But he made a great point. He just said there are plenty of tax dollars that are used for programs for, you know, manufacturing or this.
Oh, you mean welfare for the wealthy. We'll get to that. Go ahead.
Right, right. But the point being, there are plenty of these things that don't benefit me, that I had nothing to do with, and that are being used, tax dollars are being used for. So just because this isn't currently benefiting you doesn't mean you should throw a big stink about it, because there's plenty of things that go out there that don't benefit you.
Oh, it absolutely benefits everybody to have an education and have more people be educated. Did you know that this attack's been on since the 70s and 80s?
Oh, man.
You're talking about we'll have too smart of a proletariat. That's what they called us, Reagan people.
Got to keep that.
Yes, keep that working class down. Dumb them down so they'll take this stuff and they'll spoon feed themselves with it. And then they'll regurgitate it and crap it all over the place and blame people that have no access and no opportunity. And that's why I get so mad about this whole thing about education is all about stopping access to education except for people that got a whole bunch of money. And I'll tell you what, when they graduate, they don't know jack. I almost swore, dude. They don't know.
I keep my eye on the button then.
Sure, blame the poor. It's such a great place. I'll tell you what. All you guys that are complaining about them getting a break and stuff, you know what my interest in everything came to on my student loan of $6,000 from 1980 or 81? $30,000. $30,000. So you tell me, how are you going to pay off the principal when you can't keep up with the interest? And they knew what they were doing. Sure they were. Oh, and they threw them at the inner city people, right? Remember, you know, that reminds me of CJ. Why don't you inner city people learn how to read, right? Oh, yeah. We see how the access they have to education. When they finally do get access, you write them a loan that can't be paid back. Not at the rate or the pace. Why would it be that high? Do people understand education should be free? Because the benefits from it, and I'm going to tell you something right now. The people that benefit from those from education the most are, well, they get it on both ends. They're the billionaires, right? Throw everything to the billionaires. Those job creators. They ain't creating jobs, man. Listen, when you got people all over the place on the prime delivery lots, living there, driving during the day, who's making all the money on all this? One guy? So we got three people that have more wealth than the bottom 60%, at least maybe climbing higher, because it's just sucking us dry every day. And all you people out there complaining, you order from Prime. Oh, yeah. You got all the conveniences and all the opportunities. But this one guy in particular, you know, and I'll tell you what I am now. I'm a troll slayer on Facebook. I slay trolls. This guy's complaining about, you signed up for the debt. And then, you know, people are saying, but dude, hey, you know, that doesn't, you know, how does that harm you? Or, you know, I built a house and I'm like, you signed up for the debt. What's the difference? The debt from the house or the debt from the education, you're both trying to do the same thing. You're trying to make it in the world. And you're both being played against each other. But usually people that go to college, they're not out there complaining about people that are fixing the roads and stuff. This guy, there are so many ignorant people on this planet right now. And that is, that's what happens when you don't educate people. And when you let the airwaves get taken over with all this sensationalized BS that they call what? Reality TV? I can't even get real news I can't. It's like MSNBC's got their slants and it's, you know, it's all corporate sponsored for some of these guys. Oh yeah, you'll get a good comment or two. They don't walk it. They talk it. And they don't walk it. They don't back the progressive policies. They make fun of it. Both sides being played by the people at the tops of the parties, and nobody wants to. Oh, no, no, no. Blue, no matter who. Oh, red wave. Here we come. I think both sides that use that rhetoric, I cringe on it. Everything's based on colors and you know, and they use sport to do it. And don't you guys see how they're playing you? And how I can actually enjoy watching some sport, especially when one of the Trumpers gets clowned? I can't wait to watch Aaron Rodgers walking cool. Hey, yeah, man, just...
He's
you know,
cool.
Yeah, okay. I'm slick. I'm cool.
When it's convenient, he's cool.
But I can't win a Super Bowl. I can't even get there anymore. But those were the best years, those last 2 years, man. You know, I own Chicago.
Yeah. What you were just talking about is you take all the thought out of it. Don't think about it. Just vote color, right? Make it easy. Just don't learn. Don't stay up on anything. Don't actually vote for the human beings and what they're talking about.
The American dream now is all about entertainment and convenience for just too many people. And I know a lot. Listen, here's the thing. You know, when it comes to like clean air, clean water, education, fair wages, equality, right? Opportunity, access for all. There's more of us than there are of them. And yet, we know all the devices they use to keep us from succeeding, to topple this so-called, what, capitalistic society. And when I hear people call it capitalism, that's another word makes me cringe. It's not capitalism. It's a monopoly, man.
That's true.
Well, everywhere you go, I mean, look at the monopolies here. I'll just pick one right off the top of my head. Quick Trip! Right? I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, they're in places where people aren't there yet. They're building them.
How many in Stoughton are you?
Oh, wait a second. Don't. 4.
That's insane.
We used to have a PDQ, but they sucked that one up. That's still the one I go to because it's still like PDQ to me, baby. Pretty damn quick. The other ones are slower, and the people don't laugh at my rhetoric when I come in. My leftist propaganda stuff, the real stuff that people live every day, and that's why lots of times they're laughing. Like I told you, you know, I'm talking to the neighbors, you know, that are going to be moving in. They know me, you know, but their family that's moving in doesn't know me that well, and he's kind of ribbing me and saying, you know, you should join the carnival. And I'm like, yes, I think I am going to join the carnival. And then every town I go to, I'm going to kill people. And they started laughing, dude. Okay. The times have changed. It's all about having fun, right? At the expense of the poor. The Unforgiven. Yeah, you had to replace what I don't know. I'll come in there and figure out which song we're not going to play after Lemonade. Because, yeah, The Unforgiven. It's not the poor people. My list is long. I'll be back. Never be, never see. Won't see you on my head. No apologies, man, for what I think, for the people that I won't forgive. It starts with those people in the Republican Party that are whining the most about somebody getting $10,000 taken off, maybe $100,000 of debt, or $20,000, or $30,000, or $40,000. What difference does it make? If you like it so much, MTG, why don't you join the poor? Why don't you switch places? Oh, that's right. You took over $1 million and got it forgiven several months later. Robin Voss, $297,600. And it started right away. I mean, as soon as they decided, hey, we're going to bail people out. Oh, hey, let me sign up. All the well-to-dos, all the people with access. Keyword, people. Access. That's why poor people can't do anything. They don't have access. They're also the ones that get dumped on environmentally and with the weakest jobs, if any, and transportation and housing and everything else. Oh, no. Those Democrat cities. It's their fault. It's their fault. It's all our faults for not turning this around. Anyway, I'll take a break and we'll go to Andy and Beaver Dam.
Hey, Mike, you should have Jason play for music. Have him play that Boogie Nights. Remember that song that started out with the
Boogie Nights? Do do do. Yeah.
You know, make it happy, you know, but.
Maybe I'll do it next. Maybe next week.
Well, maybe next week. That's fine. Yeah, you got a different theme this week. Aaron Rodgers got a haircut, I heard. But the other thing is, don't you get sick of hearing about that idiot we had for a president last time? You know, the guy that is, on everything, and you can't get away from that name. You know, it's like 24/7. We've got to be hearing about that, or he shows up in Waukesha with some empty suit, and you know, we just, it would be nice if he could just go away, you know, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know.
Hold on. Can I jump in here quick? Andy, I was talking to Wisco, screening him quick, but were you talking about Aaron Rodgers? It'd be nice if he just went away, or give the Packers
his money
back? Oh, okay. Somebody else. I gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, by God, you know, we should never pay those kids loans off. I mean, you know, or 10,000, what is that against 50,000, you know? Like, I mean, that's, you know, what the hell is that, you know, right? I mean, you know, let somebody else get ahead and maybe they can pump a little money into our inflated economy, you know? You know, we can afford to pay for some things, you know? No, we can't do that. We can't do any of those, you know, loan forgiveness, you know? It's, I don't know. But anyway, life goes on, right? You know?
Well, unfortunately, Andy, the life does go on for some of the people that I just won't lose any sleep over when they are gone. But rest assured, the dude's orange. We're going into October and heading for Halloween. And pretty soon we're going to carve the Trumpkin. Don't worry about it. Let it all happen. You can't fix it. Coming from the most alcoholic state in the Union, I can tell you, can't get up till you bottom out. And we're not there yet. We're getting closer, though. Unfortunately, yes, we are getting much closer to where we're all going to get carved pretty soon. I mean, oh, my God. Anyway, hey, Wisco Paul, welcome to this week's show.
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Hey, as far as putting kids through college, I'll put my daughter soon. School, but that was mid-90s, late-90s, state college. It was a little expensive then, but between me working and me helping them out, we were able to get her done. But I don't have a problem with somebody getting $10,000, $20,000 loan forgiveness. It's predatory loans to begin with. Hey, I want to jump to another subject, and it's not about Trump, because I'm Trumped out, man. I mean, when you could talk people into going and shooting the FBI offices up, I've reached my limit with that dude. I want to talk about the university nurses that you and me know a lot about because we both spent some time there. I know they helped save me.
They're still saving my ass, too. Paul. Every 3 months, they're still saving my ass, and they care about me. Oh, yeah.
And because of Walker, that dumbass, they don't have a union down there anymore.
Well, hey, not just Walker. The hurdle right now is UW Board of Regents, and I'm glad that you're jumping the gun again, Paul, because I'm in the process right now of trying to get some of those nurses to be on next week's show.
Well, that'd be totally cool. I'll tell you what. If it comes to walking the picket, I'll call you because I have your number, and you and me will go down there, and I'll carry whatever sign you want because they're the greatest people on earth. And UW is not corporate health care, by the way. But I just love the nurses down there. Thankful I don't have to go down there that much anymore. But I'm just going to give you all a shout-out, and I'm sure Pizza Box feels the same. I want you to get your union, and if Pizza Box goes with me, I'll go down there and help you walk a line if it is, whatever it takes. And you talk about loan forgiveness. You know what it costs to become a nurse? Jesus. And all they want is a fair wage. So with that, before I get too wound up here, Pizza Box, love you, UW nurses. Thanks. Have a great day.
Oh, you're spot on with that. And Wisco Paul, not only will I go down there with you, I will pick it, lick it, roll it, flick it, and kick it if I have to make it happen. But we're going to have to, like, UW Border Regents. So let's see. I got your names on a list here. It might be making contact. And then when I start talking about your names, and we'll talk about where you guys come from and the access and privilege that you have, that you would actually use a higher institution of education to stop people's opportunities to get education. Hey, maybe we should pay our football coach the same amount they just paid the Alabama guy to beat the Georgia guy to beat the... Blame the poor people, man. Come on. By the way, that's their money going into student loans over 40 years' time because you never get it paid off. Because it's rigged, man. Predatory lending. We thought that they were... Hey, did you know we should blame all the poor people in Los Angeles? You know how many homeless people there are on an average night in the vicinity? Any idea? 60,000. 60,000.
Yikes.
So you see, they're trying to use the 20,000 motel rooms and hotel rooms that don't get used every day. It's kind of a clash. I don't know if that's the answer. But maybe, you know, you guys are building so many hotels all the time. Why don't you just like vacate some of them and then just make that all for people that are homeless since you don't want to live next to them or anything. It's just, anyway, I'm going to go to the air because my friend Martina is on. Hi, Martina.
Hey, Michael. How the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty damn good, I think.
I can tell you're feeling good. So am I, actually.
Good.
I'm getting the outcome that I need. I finally have got a right combination together.
Awesome.
Meds and doctors.
Me too, man. Me too. I got the right combination when I bought like four different kinds of marijuana in Michigan. I got the right combo there.
So share with me the ones that you're not using, will you?
Ooh, hey, we'll get together.
I got this green bag that says, is my medicine legal yet?
Yeah, no doubt.
Anyhow, just to let you know, I'm in hospice care now.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm on a short list. Short list.
Well, you know, I'd be surprised. By listening to you right now, I wouldn't have guessed that. But knowing you, I know that you're going out, standing up, not laying down.
And fighting. And I am. But I've got to tell you, the reason for this call is that I just came back from 10, 11, 12 days, I forget, in UW Hospital. And I am leading a patient rebellion.
Awesome.
In support of all staff.
Right.
Housekeepers, CNAs, LPNs, RNs, MDs, PAs, alphabet soup, whatever they call themselves. If you work with a patient... And you don't, your work rules don't allow the patient's needs to come first, then you're in the wrong job, or there's something wrong about your job description. So the IWW, one big union, industrial workers world, would organize a hospital across all disciplines.
I agree, since SEIU gave up too easy, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, they respond to the money. The wobs don't, you know, the wobblies do not respond to the money.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a wobbly. I know you are, too.
Yeah, I go to meetings. You don't. Come on now.
Well, I don't want to ruin your guys' meetings.
Hey, I know. I'm teasing, too. You know that, too. You know, I tease more than I'm serious.
Well,
you know, but let me talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me finish. I don't have much air time left. Anyhow, put my name down on the head of the list of patients organizing for one big union at UW Hospital. Okay?
Yep.
And I'll give you some nursing staff that I've been talking with and people who are already submerged. But, you know, nursing, housekeeping, maintenance, those people can move things. And the doctors know they're dependent on those people. So the doctors better well may sign on to the union request because their doctor's livelihood depends on the patients being treated well as well. And I'm going to sign off for now. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Oh, and I love you. And I'm really sad to hear that news. And I was already saddened this week by losing one of my heroes and supporters and huge activist, Nettie McGee. But that's what happens when you meet good people and then they're gone and it's up to us to carry the torch, right? I mean, I can't tell you how many people, good people that I've met from the last 10 years of standing up for people that didn't have an opportunity. And that included a lot of people that couldn't physically stand up, but physically made it to support everybody on all the things that we're talking about, which is we're the ones that are getting screwed on all this, you guys. I don't know, this opportunity and access for people that are involved in Washington, D.C. really makes me sick, okay? There's some really good people up there trying to make things happen. And then there's the people that have been there for decades and decades, and they're not stepping aside, and they said they would. And Ron Johnson said he was only going to do it for a short while. And I remember when Nancy Pelosi felt the shift towards progressive, you know, pressure, and she said she, you know, was going to step down as the leader of the Congress. And she, none of them do. They don't because they like what they're doing, okay? They like this capitalism that doesn't work for poor people, and poor people create all the wealth for people that don't do any of the work at all. It's heart-wrenching. I know a lot of people turn away from it all, but the people I feel the worst for and I have more empathy for than anything is people that are poor and sick and homeless and lonely. And it really doesn't take a whole lot to cure that. But, you know, when you're going to use trillions of dollars to, you know, make sure everybody's afraid of your weapons that can destroy the earth over and over and over again, and everybody's so afraid that they think they need to do that. And I watched the remake of Red Dawn and tell you what. I mean, if that's what you're really afraid of is an invasion, or do you think having nuclear weapons is the answer? Because somebody's going to use one someday, and then that's the end of all of us, right? How stupid are people to live in fear, right? To live in this fear and these lies and all this deception, and nobody does it more than the clergy. But I'll save that and go to Joe, North and South Joe. Are you there, man?
Mike.
Yeah.
Reedy, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, man. Shout out to Martina. You know, putting the grind in and still putting the grind in. I just got a call from my buddy's wife, and he passed on this morning. So he had a Blachet's disease, and average lifespan of somebody with that, it's a narrowing of the capillaries. And it's 55 years old, and he just died this morning at 53, man. And it's just one of, you know, and then...
We just have to keep hanging on to that there's a spirit world after this, because if there isn't, I'm coming back.
Yeah, man, me too, man. I hear you. And but I can also say this, that, you know, this is why we do what we do. This is why you get out there and you pound the pavement, but you're calling people out left and right for that just sickening behavior. And also, you know, not being afraid to point the finger at if somebody wearing blue or red. This is all you talk about all the times that we have chatted on the radio here, Mike and Jason and all the listeners, is this is what we've been asking the Democrats to do, not to blend with a bunch of morons and see, like, get half part Trump, half part. I don't want nothing to do with that clown, you know. And you look at this kind of like the memes of Biden, Dark Biden rising or something like that. But this is what we've been asking him to do, and it's to step up to the pump and start putting some energy into, you know, what matters. And bare minimum Biden, when he does nothing and he starts doing something and people get jacked up, and it's setting the tone.
Hey, Joe, don't it make his black eyes blue?
Oh, that's a good one, man.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, just shout out to the Nurses Association. I just got done working a project down here for the Nurses Association. Limiting the vulture capitalists who come in here and prey on people with medical debt. And so we've got a pretty good kind of a process to get things on the ballot. And so we've got this, you know, it's how we passed the legalization of marijuana down here and, you know, running in a $15 an hour minimum wage, the taxation on people making over 400,000 bucks. Those all came from ballot initiatives. And so for every, you know, when they say, oh my God, we got to do purple, it's just, there's a lot of we blew them out of the water. People want, you know, cogent. They want progressive policy. They don't want clown red politics. Yeah, man. So just shout out to the station. Shout out to you, Jason, Martina. The grind continues, man.
Oh, I say we take this grind and axe with the UW Board of Regents, Joe, and I'll be more than happy to show up their next meeting and protest outside. Yeah, put up some signs.
Together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm a sucker. For Devil Radio. 844-967-2789. We're down to the last segment already. Yeah, but you know, in 2020, they doled out $2.3 trillion in that first like bailout, but $900 billion of it went out in these PPP loans, and like a whole bunch of them, almost all of them probably didn't have to pay them back. I know they said, well, like some people got scammed, right? And had to give it back, or they were scamming, and they, you know, got, apparently, I mean, the list has to be longer than what it is. It's like a whole bunch of legislators, but on top of that, the people that really irritate me are the ones I see on TV in the commercials when I'm just trying to chill and get away from it all, right? Oh, yeah, I need a Franklin Graham commercial, or Mike Huckabee, better yet. Oh, yeah, former politician, musician. Oh, yeah, now I got this stuff to help you sleep because I have troubles. I'm sure you have trouble sleeping at night, dude. You're evil. Evil doesn't sleep. And the worst is Joel Osteen. I call him Blinky because when he's up there, you watch him. I turn it on just to get a good... Here, give me my Michigan blend here. Let me get that. Okay, now I can turn on Joel Osteen and laugh at that crazy sumbitch. Right? He's up there, blink, 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 ching, 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 ching. Remember when the plumber found all that money inside the wall? $600,000.
It's when you think about it.
And the plumber, dumbass, he tells him about it. I would have skated out of the, yeah, I'll be back next week to finish this. South America, here I come. Wow. It's hard to take. It really is. And all these suckers for you guys, right? That are throwing their money in there. And I called the Franklin Graham line. I'm not kidding you, man. It's a prayer line. I'm like, dude, I'm praying for you. You shouldn't be working for this. Like,
can we get
this guy's guilty of blasphemy. I said he's used God's name to enrich himself and lead the flock astray. You know, he got it from his dad, but his dad wasn't as obvious as he is. He came to Madison, man. Oh, I blew the vuvuzela that day. Yeah, and some drunk guy came after me and grabbed the horn and started twisting it up. And I went back and took it away from him. And I go, you're probably going to see the cops. I go, oh, here they come. And they gave him a ticket. But in the news, you know, Capital Times said that they confiscated my vuvuzela and I was ticketed. And the cop and I were both like, what? Well, they wouldn't correct it. Anyway, enough about me. Let's go to Joanne. Thank you for calling.
Great show, and a shout out to Martina. She is an amazing human being. And again, gave me a great idea for a Lefties Hall of Fame. You know how you're talking about.
Oh, awesome. And make a pizza box with her. Actually, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now that my friend's collection that everybody was signing, you know, back in the protest days, that's got everybody on it. Okay, that was, I'm telling you, Martina's on there, Nettie McGee's on there, I'm on there, you might be on there, I don't know. I did it for several months, and no Republican signed it, except one dad of a family.
Yeah, we got to put that somewhere where everybody can see it. I mean, we have to have shrines, because, again, I respect so much what our military people do, but we see the military people, but we don't have the peace warriors and the diplomats and the people like you who spread the good word all the time and work so hard for us, we don't have them commemorated in the same way. So I hope that Martina is listening, and thanks so much for everything she did.
Yes, and I appreciate all those comments. And you're right. I mean, that's it. They're heroes, man. I remember when Lars Pripp passed away. And it came quick. And all of, it always does, because we're not, you know, people aren't out there complaining outside of me of having any illnesses. But I'm not. I'm doing the same thing they are. These people that we're talking about, that we have to continue carrying the torch, because I probably wouldn't have shown up or decided to carry it on if I hadn't run into all these people. And of course, they're going to be losses. But your soul was fed by these people, man. And continues to be. It's like I still think of my dad. I don't, you know, it's not so much that I mourn from him. I'm like, Dad, I'm still trying, man. I'm not all the way there. But thank God for having my mom and dad and having access and to education, if nothing else, right? Even though I blew my college opportunities. Let's go to Mark in the sack. You notice how everybody knows who Martina is? Yeah.
Yeah, it's... You got all these jokers out there that are still fleecing the flocks, these guys that are supposed to be ministers, but they're basically fleecing the flock, and that, and they continue to do it. Their whole life is just based on fleecing the flock. I mean, that you wonder sometimes if they ever really had a honest, you know, commitment to anything. But and our language is set up such, you know, the warriors that are fighting for peace, you know, and that's the way our language is structured. You know, it's kind of ironic. Somebody's, you know, using the term war when you're actually, you know, promoting peace and peaceful action rather than you know, military confrontation. But I mean that we have to recognize all our heroes. And you brought up before that these guys that with the PPP loans that you know, and some of the guys that are shouting the loudest about the loan forgiveness. Well, what Marjorie Taylor Greene got, like, over $180,000 forgiven. Matt Gaetz was a clip pushing $500,000 forgiven. Robin Voss was, what, $250,000?
$297,000. Senator Balwick, $500,000. And Adam Jerknow Jarkow, that was trying to run for attorney general, took like $47,000 and $48,000. Two different payments. Yeah.
You know, it is.
Joel Osteen's church, $4.4 million.
Yeah, and what. It's just mind-numbing and jaw-dropping when you see this stuff. That it just, and you know, and frankly, I'm not surprised. I mean, I was distrustful of these guys way back when I was a kid. I mean, there's just something that I just sensed wrongness about the way they were, you know, preaching this whole thing. And now it's the gospel of prosperity, and Ayn Rand is their saint, and it is just sad.
Yeah, it is. And thanks again for calling in, Mark. And the thing about, you know, Lars Pripp, Nettie McGee, Martina, they're the people that are always picking up the pieces after people create these disasters, and have been forever. Just too many people don't give a damn anymore in my world. Did I tell you I'm going to go across the Great Pond this week?
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Not the, you know, to the UK or anything.
I know what you mean. Well, yeah. You didn't like put on an accent when you said it. Like you're prepping
good
to...
Good point, man. I should have leaped at the pond.
I mean, you went with your regular Wisco accent.
Wisco. You know, I think it's time to step it up again. I know that now that the nurses have decided, yes, I'm going to be around for that stuff, okay? I'm going to be there. I'll be out there standing outside the hospital. I will go after the Board of Regents. Oh, no, here he comes. He's scary, isn't he? Not a threat. I'm just going to show up and embarrass your asses like you need to be. They don't have any shame in their world. I will create it for them.
Let me just say something about nurses real quick. My wife has been a nurse and was a nurse for almost 15 years in a variety of capacities. And, you know, people want to talk about how much responsibility, how much nurses have to know what they are liable and responsible for. And on top of that, they're the ones that actually give patient care. The care is in what they're doing. So, come on, they deserve to be compensated very well.
Let me tell you about when I had my kidney taken out, and when I woke up, it was not good. It was not good. I didn't feel like I was going to make it through, and I couldn't sleep, and I was just in so much stress from having an organ taken out and just not dealing. My body just couldn't adjust to it quick enough. And this male nurse came in, and I can't remember his name. His very unique name, and he came from the hood in Chicago, and he wanted to be a doctor, and he got out of there, and he went to school, and he became a nurse, and thank God that he was there that night. He came in, and I said, can you just talk to me for a few minutes? And he talked to me for 5 or 10 minutes and told me his story, and he was smiling, and it was at that point that I relaxed. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't watch TV. I tried to go to sleep, and then I'd look, and it was like 2 minutes later again. It was awful. Yes, they are the most important people in my world, obviously, right now, are doctors and nurses at the UW. But, it extends to just healthcare in general. That's what I did for my whole career. I took care of people that had to live their lives out in wheelchairs, man. Don't regret it for a minute. And I don't regret for making an end of the show or sacrificing that hour for you in a couple weeks, dude. No problem. Anyway.
Hey, I appreciate that. It's time for this, though.
Yes. Awesome. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Almost forgot, didn't you? I mean, me. Jeff's Guitar Clinic, man, for all your guitar needs. And, oh, you can get hand-built new guitars. Oh, we're getting down there quick. Hurry up. Yeah, Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Check it out, jeffsguitar.com. He's got some pretty cool videos. Let that do all the talking. We'll be back next week. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. That's Devil Radio in Madison. And caw-caw, the Shaw at 540 AM, 101 FM. And we'll be back next week, man. Thanks a lot.